Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, November the 7th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Democrats projected to win control of the U.S. House and the GOP likely increasing its majority in the Senate. Also on the Wednesday rundown, immigrants and non-voters helped increase voter turnout. And finally, Amazon may be close to a new headquarters deal, but at what cost? Now, our top story, The Hill reports Republicans are guaranteed to keep control of the Senate after netting early victories by flipping two Democratic seats and winning a marquee race in Texas. GOP candidates scored major victories in Indiana and North Dakota. The Hill notes that Republicans avoided a major upset in Texas, where Beto O'Rourke shot into an early lead but was ultimately unable to overcome Senator Ted Cruz. At the same time, Democrats appear to be on track to take back the House. The Hill says that would be for the first time since 2010, with the party flipping at least 17 seats and leading in more than a dozen other races, as we filed this newscast. And in a final push to support candidates and issues they care about, Tramell Gomes reports a group of immigrant, Latino, and Haitian union workers, many of whom are ineligible to vote, still went door-to-door on Election Day. They did that to encourage those who can vote to make it to the polls.
In the last few months, these members of the Win Justice Coalition claim they've knocked on 1.5 million doors statewide, asking voters to not forget or squander their civic duty. Luc Bastien, a Haitian immigrant with the Service Employees International Union, said he asked voters to support candidates who would protect people like him with temporary protected status.
It's whatever any individual can do on a personal level to help, you know, the cause of the little ones, the cause of workers. It's whatever you can do to help.
The U.S. offers temporary protected status to people from countries deemed too dangerous to return to.
The Win Justice Coalition includes labor, immigrants' rights, and racial justice organizations. The group says it's engaged more than 5 million voters using phone, text, and digital messages. WESH Channel 2 reports most Florida felons who finished their sentences will be able to vote again in future elections. The NBC affiliate reports voters on Tuesday approved Amendment 4, which says that most felons will automatically have their voting rights restored when they complete their sentence or go on probation. And Reuters reports voters in Minnesota and Michigan Tuesday elected the first two Muslim women to serve in the U.S. Congress. One's a former refugee who fled Somalia's civil war, the other a Detroit-born Palestinian-American. Even before all the votes in the midterms are counted, Americans have said loud and clear health care is a critical issue they want addressed by both parties.
In a pre-election poll by Consumers for Quality Care, voters said they were deeply frustrated by unpredictable costs and the lack of transparency in the healthcare system. Jason Resendez is on the board of Consumers for Quality Care. He says for New Mexico voters, healthcare was one of the top two issues informing yesterday's vote.
80% of New Mexican voters were frustrated by hospital fees and unexpected hospital bills. 77% were frustrated by insurance costs like premiums, co-pays, and deductibles.
The Center for American Progress projects that nearly 90,000 New Mexicans will become uninsured by 2025 due to the recent votes in Congress that removed the Affordable Care Act requirement that all citizens purchase health insurance.
The survey also found 9 in 10 New Mexicans want elected officials to do more to improve the health care system. Meantime, open enrollment is underway for 2019 for health insurance coverage through the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare.
Healthcare advocates say the Arizona marketplace has expanded since its 2018 offerings, which limited each county to plans from just one provider. This coming year, people in Metro Phoenix will have a choice of plans from four companies, while those in Tucson can pick from among three providers. Arizona's other 15 counties will still have only one provider for 2019. Will Humble, director of the Arizona Public Health Association, says you should do your homework before choosing a new health plan.
If you live in either Maricopa or Pima County, you have more options. So it'll pay for you to spend a little bit more time if you're in one of those two counties, looking at the various options that you have. And obviously within each carrier plan, there's different marketplace plans that you can choose from.
Humble says that with more plans offered, Arizona enrollment is expected to rise and prices are expected to be the same or lower because of competition. The deadline for ACA enrollment is December 15th. Mark Richardson reporting.
And finally, Andrea Sears tells us Amazon may be close to a deal to open one of two new headquarters in New York, but watchdog groups fear taxpayers could be the big losers.
News reports say Amazon is finalizing plans for new headquarters in Long Island City in Queens and Crystal City in Arlington, Virginia. The year-long hunt for locations sparked a bidding war as cities and states offered one of the world's richest companies tax incentives and subsidies to sway its choice. And Greg LeRoy with the nonprofit Good Jobs First says elected officials in both states have kept those deals completely hidden.
We can't begin to tell you if taxpayers would ever break even. We fear they won't because so many other big mega deals, including many in New York State, are way too expensive for taxpayers to ever break even.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says getting an Amazon headquarters in New York would be a great economic boost for the state.
Advocates urge both Cuomo and Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to disclose all incentives they've offered Amazon and also to hold town hall meetings at the proposed sites to allow public input. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for Newsin' and Cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.